Now that the experts had ruled the Fenice fire a case of arson, it was up to Felice Casson to identify the guilty party or parties. All that remains to be done is to put a face on the monster or monsters who did this, Casson was quoted as saying. Speculation focused once again on the Mafia. Casson let it be known that he was in active pursuit of the Mafia theory. He had received a phone call from a prosecutor in Bari, where the Mafia had burned down the Petruccelli Opera House in 1991. After comparing photographs of the two fires, the Bari prosecutor noticed a disturbing similarity. In both the Petruccelli and Fenice fires, flames started on an upper floor and spread quickly in a lateral direction, indicating arson. Could the two fires be related? The close rapport between the Mafia boss who had ordered the Bari fire, Antonio Capriati, and the Mafia boss of the Veneto region, Felice Angel Face Maniero, lent weight to a possible Bari-Venice connection. Over the years, the two men had met frequently in Padua. Furthermore, in 1993, while he was on trial for robbery and drug trafficking, Angel Face Maniero had admitted under oath that he had considered setting fire to the Fenice as a way of intimidating the men prosecuting him. Despite Mayor Cacciati's oft-repeated insistence that there was no Mafia presence in Venice, it was generally understood that Angel Face Maniero and the Mafia controlled the water taxi business in Venice, and that until recently, Maniero ran the money-lending racket in front of the casino, charging the usurious rate of 10% a day. The youthful 41-year-old Maniero was one of Italy's most daring and outrageous mafiosi. He once boasted of having ordered the theft of a jewel-encrusted reliquary containing St. Anthony's jawbone from the Padua Cathedral to use as a bargaining chip later on, in the event that he or any of his men were ever arrested. Maniero cultivated an image of urbane nonchalance. He wore ascots, owned a fleet of luxury cars, and was often seen consuming champagne and caviar in the company of tall, blonde women. While being hunted by the police in 1993, he bought a 36-foot yacht and brazenly set off on a cruise around the Mediterranean. Police caught up with him off Capri, boarded the yacht, and arrested him. Though convicted and sentenced to 33 years in jail, Maniero made a spectacular prison break after only a few months behind bars. Seven of his henchmen, disguised as carabinieri and armed with assault rifles, strode into the high-security prison in Padua and held the guards at gunpoint while he and five other members of his gang escaped. When he was recaptured 5 months later, Maniero turned informer. In exchange for his release under the Witness Protection Program, he provided information that led to the arrest of more than 300 Mafia figures. At the time of the Fenice fire, Maniero was in Mestre, testifying against 72 fellow mafiosi in trials involving a pair of million-dollar robberies, the sale of hundreds of kilos of heroin, and a double homicide. Maniero's collaboration with the anti-mafia prosecutors had made it entirely possible that if Maniero had not been responsible for the Fenice fire himself, other mafia figures might have ordered it to make it look as though he had done it.